Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Unbreakable Health Podcast. This is your co-host, Gabe, and today is a short, hopefully short, solo episode. So I've been thinking about this lately as we've been trying to get more clients to work with and helping the individual needs of the people that we're working with currently. And it's all about diet and sort of that word, the emotions that conjures up for someone, which are particularly restrictive, and diet equals deprivation is sort of what comes to mind for so many people. And then also just the whole idea of dietary dogma, or in other words, people believing that one specific strategy works better for, human health and performance and weight loss than another strategy. So just as a quick example, you have people who go on the keto diet and feel that that's the best strategy or the best solution for weight and for health and longevity, versus someone sort of on the opposite side of the spectrum who's maybe more vegan or like the 80-10-10, which is this idea of 80% carbohydrate, 10% protein, 10% fat. So you have all these different philosophies on nutrition that circulate. And when I got into this stuff 5-6 years ago, I remember trying to find different studies to support different beliefs, because I was always more interested in the research, what the claims people are making and then what actually supporting those claims. And of course, it's funny because you find research to support almost everything. And, it's sort of a cherry picked world where you could basically find any sort of study under the moon on PubMed to support, the claim that you're making for that diet camp that you're backing. And that's why it's so important when you're working with someone, either you're working with a coach or you're coaching a client, to really get to understand them and know them as a person and feel like you can support their current lifestyle and their choices and their preconceived notions around food. Because a lot of people come into this with a lot of baggage, and it's a really tricky, kind of sensitive topic for many people. So it's just that much more important that you really get to understand someone on an individual basis and can work, within a certain scope of who they are and making it work for them, which is why I believe so highly in this customized and individual approach with coaching. And granted, don't get me wrong, exercise is super important, and I love, I myself love working out. I feel so grateful that I found this kind of wacky sport of obstacle course racing last year to kind of reinvigorate my drive to get out there and compete. And it just has been such a blessing. But that's a side note. And the point is that, exercise is great. It's phenomenal. A lot of positive research to support all of its claims of health. But nutrition is so important. And the more you get into it, the more you kind of realize how many different chronic illnesses and diseases we see today that never even existed, 50 to 100 years ago, are almost directly related to the environments that we've built for ourselves and the food that we consume and what we are literally putting into our body day after day after day, which is why, again, it's so important to have that be a major focal point in coaching. And it's really where the whole fitness industry drops the ball, because the solution for so many different gyms and fitness kind of entrepreneurs is to lead with exercise, really focus on high intensity interval training or heavy weightlifting, ramping up the metabolism, talking all about the, EPOC effect and, losing fat, gaining muscle, optimizing your body composition. That's all cool. That's all great. It's fine if you want to do that. But then their solution for nutrition is What's the pre-workout supplement we can give? What's the, you know, green tea extract, coffee bean, fat burner we can sell? What's the best, you know, new vegan protein powder we can push on to the population who doesn't like the whey protein? So it's all these very, you know, small, almost obsolete solutions to a much bigger problem that humans are facing today, where we just have this overabundance of calories at our, you know, at a hand's reach away, and the majority of those calories just being empty and not full of the nutrition that we actually require and we need. And in the words of, I believe it's Michael Pollan, it's either Michael Pollan or Marion Nestle. Anyway, it's something like, we are overfed and undernourished, which is basically the crux of the issue, where calories are generally not a concern and the micronutrition of those calories is, which is why we see just this massive increase in not only nutrient deficiencies, but obviously type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's been really interesting to kind of explore this avenue and get, you know, deep into the nutrition and trying to really stay open to knowing that there's not a one size fits all approach. And again, like I started off by saying, a lot of different diet camps out there. I myself was really kind of a proponent of a lower carb, more paleo, bulletproof, if you've heard of Dave Asprey, more of that kind of approach, you know, 3-4 years ago, if you had talked to me. And I realized that, you know, over time that can be a great strategy, but for my lifestyle as a whole, it just didn't vibe all that well. And I took what I needed from utilizing those approaches and kind of reinvented some things to make things work better for me. And that's the whole point, is to figure out what you need to do in order to help where you're at currently. And maybe it's going to be a stricter approach at first to kind of let your body, let your body adjust to maybe some of the more stressful kind of lifestyle habits it's gotten used to. So just as an example, if you're, you know, waking up and you're having some sort of iced mocha frappuccino, latte, double shot, whipped cream, blah, 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 whatever those drinks are at Starbucks they sell for $8. And, you know, a muffin. And then, you know, you're hungry again, so you're having some like goldfish or granola and then like a sandwich or bagel and some pasta and, you know, cookies. You know, that's a lot of stress on the body just from a nutritional kind of point of view. And so to undo some of that stress, obviously you're going to need to take a more kind of aggressive approach, not only in maybe perhaps, you know, lowering the overall calories, but focusing again more on that micronutrition aspect of getting someone to dive deep into their own, you know, biochemistry and figuring out, okay, what am I missing here? You know, if I'm looking at vitamins and minerals in my diet and then matching that with my hunger levels, my energy, my overall, you know, feelings of vibrance or fatigue throughout the day and my cravings. Am I ravenous at certain times of day, or am I pretty okay? Do I have any, you know, kind of emotional triggers with certain foods like ice cream or cookies? Is something really going to set me off? Are there foods that I just shouldn't even have with me because I can't control my eating around? You know, there's a lot of factors at play that you have to think about. And so helping someone work through those problems, or not problems, but those elements in their life, and then getting them to a place where they feel a lot more satisfied, not only with their weight or whatever their goal is, but then just their, you know, their nutrition in general. It's just, it's so important, because unlike exercise, where you technically can avoid avoid it, you can't really avoid food. You can't really avoid the idea, unless you're gonna go on like a Soylent kind of diet, which I don't even know if those exist anymore. But anyway, something like that, you know, you're gonna have to be eating different foods, and so you might as well know what's gonna work for you and what's not. And that's really the biggest takeaway, is just helping an individual get to that point where they feel like, yes, I know what I'm doing. I'm comfortable with, you know, where I'm at, with my body, with my health, with my energy, with my cravings, my hunger. And I feel like I'm in a better place than I was before. And that is the best solution. That's the best kind of place where you can help someone. Because if you're going to just give them a quick fix, sure, okay. Reduce, you know, slash your calories, 500, start to work out more. So eat less, exercise more. Great, there you go. Okay, that's your plan. Well, if it was that simple, we'd all be walking around with a six pack or some toned arms or whatever the aesthetic kind of goal is, but it doesn't work quite like that. So we get hungry and we get cranky and our energy levels suck and we have cookies, you know, circling around in our mind, and a 7-Eleven right two minutes from us. And I mean, there's so much, it's such a mental and physical thing, and it's not about knowing what to do. It's about figuring out what's going to work for you and getting in the habits of doing it. So it's not, knowledge is not a problem for most people. It's the accountability, and it's the meticulous and rigorous discipline of carrying out what needs to be done on either a daily or weekly basis that's going to move the needle in the direction that you want it to see and actually keep it there. Because again, you can hop from one diet to the next. You can hop from one gym to the next. You can go on a different workout plan. You can mix up your ratio of carbs to fats to protein, whatever it is. There's so many variables, but at the end of the day, it's about you and your own body, and how are you going to love, you know, the person that you really are, and start to cherish that person in a way that shows self-respect and dignity and like you formed a really healthy, good relationship with yourself. Because I think a lot of us are really missing that in this day and age, and it's a big problem with social media and with all the images we see. We always feel like we have to compare ourselves to another person, and obviously, you know, I've been there myself. I've probably been guilty of putting photos out like that, and obviously that's part of marketing, that's part of getting attention. It's not always a fun thing to do, but it's just being aware of not really comparing yourself to other people and doing what's best for you, practicing self-care, and feeling like, you know, you're worth it to make positive changes, because you always are. And that's what, you know, the goal is with this whole coaching thing. So that's the rant for tonight. It just was kickstarted by an article I was reading, and I thought I'd come on here and just speak completely off the top of my head. So thanks for listening. If you have any questions, please contact us at either my Facebook page, Connor's Facebook page, or we have our website, unbreakablehealth.co/welcome. That's in the description below. Thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful day, and stay tuned for the next one.